quickness is what it was before he got hurt, you know what I mean, when you saw him?
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And he's more explosive than I thought he was, to be honest with you. And so we're very excited about it. We're trying to limit him as much as we can, only a couple of reps per series when he goes out. But we're very excited about what he's doing and how he's come along.
He was around last year. Do you see some benefit to your strategy with him in the classroom last year?
Yeah, there's no doubt, because he has it mentally. He just has to go out and do it. And so now that he's doing it, you could really get to see his athleticism fall through. So it's not the first time he's heard it like all the other rookies that are here. So that definitely helps with his development.
You got a bunch of guys over there competing at that with Ngakoue and Holmes and Warner. What do you see from that group so far?
There's a lot of good football players there. You know, it's amazing how we've developed depth at the D-line at all positions, three technique nose all the way through the big end to the Leo spot. So we have a lot of good players, and there's going to be a lot of competition once we come into the fall camp.
It seems like you've got a lot of projected defensive starters on the sidelines. How frustrating is that to kind of start your tenure with
I'll be honest. It's the most important thing is we get healthy. You know, they're getting some mental reps and stuff like that. This is basically gym class, you know, so once we get into training camp, they'll all be healthy, and then that's when the real football starts.
A lot of the vets have said that the standard is being set, the bar is being raised. Can you tell that they're embracing your accountability?
Yeah, because it's something that they've asked for, you know, and you know, we have to adapt to our players too, but we don't let the little things slip, and it doesn't matter if you're Paul Posluszny or you're James Sample. You know, you're going to get called out in front of your peers and in front of the whole unit, so there's a lot of accountability going on in the room.
You have some impactful rookies coming in, but David said it's, you know, you got to be careful in terms of counting on the rookies. You can get yourself into trouble.
Yep.
How do you weigh that?
Well, I mean, you know, obviously they're going to play,
right?
You know, but it's a situation we got to bring them along and make sure that they know exactly what to do when they get in. So we don't want to put them in a situation they don't know what they're doing. But, you know, they're going to play, and they'll make an impact for us. We feel positive about that.
With those guys, is the hope that you have them ready by the middle of the season, or is the hope that you have them ready by the start of the season?
Oh, no. We want to have them ready by the start of the season. You know, whatever 24, 25 guys we have on the defensive side with our roster, they got to be ready day one when we go against Green Bay. And so there's going to be a lot of reps and a lot of competition. It helps that we're scrimmaging Tampa, you know, to get some really live bullets to see where we're at early on for the guys.
But realistically, how long does it take until they are comfortable and you're comfortable with that?
It really depends on the position. It, you know, as a defensive lineman, it takes a little while because it's a totally different game. At corner, it's not quite as much as a game changer. He just needs to learn the system. But Jalen's very smart. I know that's one of the cats you guys talking about. And to the linebacker spot, there's a lot of learning. So, you know, it'll be interesting. Miles gets here, I think it's next week or the week after. And, you know, he's got a lot of learning to do.
How's the offensive line looking?
Big, large, overweight like their coach.
Are you seeing the changes that you want to see so far?
Yes. You know, the system hasn't changed. It's just how you run the system. You know, we were more of a match route team and that kind of stuff, and that's not what this system is, nothing against anybody else, but we're a zone team. You can see our guys are getting more breaks on the balls. We're getting our hands on balls in practice more than we ever have, and our interceptions are up already from last year. So it's positive that they're understanding exactly how this system needs to be run, and it obviously helps with Gus running it before, and I've been in the system before, and it's run being the way it's supposed to be run.
Gus has talked about Gibson just about after every OTA. What kind of impression has he made on you?
The play he made yesterday out of the middle of the field, we haven't had that play since we've been here. His ball instincts, his break on the ball, he understands the zone concept, and we're very excited about him at free safety, extremely excited.
Can he be a leader right away?
Well, yeah, he already is. You know, he's already, you know, taken some of the guys under the wings. The DBs meet more even after we're done, and the players have all taken ownership of that, and, you know, Gippy has a lot to do with that.
Signed Malik, drafted Day, and Mike Bennett's already here. Mm-hmm. Sandarek's role significantly different now? I mean, is he less of an emphasis for you now?
No. You know, I think we got, you know, three or four guys that can play three technique. You know, some of them are going to have to play nose also. And, you know, it's going to be a great battle once we get into training camp because we do got some real good football players. Sheldon's coming along. Mike had a good rookie year last year. So the competition there is going to be great, and I look forward to watching it.
But Sindarik still has a significant role.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt. There is no doubt. You know, he'll be a pass rusher. He'll be in the rotation on first and second down. You know, we're just going to make sure we got guys fresh when we get in there on third down. Last year we weren't fresh. And it kind of showed on our ability to get to the quarterback. So, and we're going to do some different fronts and stuff like that so those guys can rush more instead of just defeat blocks.
Excuse me, Audric is a guy who isn't here during the offseason. Right. Is there a trust there that he'll come back ready to go?
You know, last year he came in and it was a shock for him to know what our tempo was, and he was out of shape. He came in this year and it's like he didn't even miss anything. So he really took well care of his body well, but he knew what the expectations are when he came back. He didn't a year ago. So we're very excited about what kind of shape he came back in.
Thank you.